Chapter 17. For immediate release. Farmers across Australia are facing an urgent problem. The GPS systems on their farm equipment have failed, and they're running out of time to fix them. With the spring season just beginning, farmers have begun preparing their crops for harvest. But without properly functioning GPS systems, they're unable to accurately guide and operate their machinery, putting their yields and livelihoods at risk. "It's a real nightmare," says one farmer, who declined to be named. "We're already behind schedule, and now this. It's just too much. I'm not sure what we're going to do." The GPS system failure is a new problem for Australia's agricultural industry, one that's been made worse by the fact that the GPS equipment manufacturer can't be contacted for repair. "We've tried to get in touch for help," says another farmer, "but it's like they vanished off the face of the earth. We've tried to call their headquarters, but there's no one there anymore. All we get is the same tune about call numbers higher than average." The problem has been compounded by the fact that the failed GPS systems are embedded in the farm equipment. Without being able to replace the equipment, the only hope is to find a way to fix the GPS systems themselves, something that's proving difficult. "We've been trying to figure out what's wrong, but we're not having much luck," says a third farmer. "We're just stuck waiting for the manufacturers to get back to us with help." The farmer's predicament has been further complicated by the season's looming deadlines. If the crops aren't harvested in time, the farmers will miss out on crucial income. "We're just hoping we can get this fixed in time," says one anxious farmer. "Otherwise, we're in real trouble." With time running out, the farmers are desperately seeking a solution. But with the GPS equipment manufacturer still unreachable, they may not be able to fix the problem in time. "This is a real crisis," says one farmer. "We're just hoping for a miracle." Australia is a major global supplier of wheat, canola, honey, sugar, barley, and a number of other grain crops. This situation will likely result in severe shortfalls for supply through the next 9 months, says Angus Blackwood, an agricultural economist with the University of Queensland. "Why didn't any of the farmers want to be named in the article?" Holdfast asked, as he glanced at the piece with Sylvie before giving his approval for publication. "They're scared shitless," she answered quickly. They know that if they talk back about the equipment supplier that controls the GPS systems, that would be Holdfast Media Inc., they'd face repercussions or sanctions, limiting their ability to harvest any of their crops. "Did we identify the cause of the issues?" he demanded, his persistent scowl betraying any other depth of emotions or concerns. "No, sir," Sylvie replied. "I'm looking into it and checking with Gaia to see if there are any malfunctions that need to be addressed.